So it's been like, I mean, if I could explain it plainly, it's been a couple months. But when I sit and think about just how each of those days felt longer than the usual or the set 24 hours you're supposed to get, it would feel even longer than that. And I don't know. It's like these days I'm just trying to recreate what I used to do when I was in a better, a calmer, a more positive state of mind. I'm not saying I'm not, but if I could do a comparison between now and then would be winning by a long shot. It seems like I don't know. It just seems like I'm more and more invested into how things were more than how they are now. And there's a lot happening, and there's a lot that's going to happen. And what they both have in common is that it's going to take adaptation, just preparation and adjustment, although adjusting and adapting are hand in hand. So forgive me, I'm just jumping into all of this as is because I'm really in need of distracting right now. I'm not gonna speak on why, but that's what I've been doing this entire time. I've been distracting myself with anything I could do, whether it's reading, writing. Ironically, I haven't been recording as much, and that's just due to a busy schedule and 70% work schedule, 30% equipment. But in all honesty, I was just saying how back then and now are like two different spaces. Back then, I would have powered through both of those things and got an episode off the ground, but it's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain, or rather, it's too long to explain, and it's harder to start talking about it. And I didn't even know how long I'm going to record this episode for, but I just wanted to share what I was thinking. And I'm in this space now where I think about how our lives, they're never really our own. And I've said this before. Like, yes, it's your life. It's your life to freely do whatever you want to do with it. You live it how you live it. And everyone around you either accepts it or they don't. But, in the beginning, we've all been, well, most of us have been fortunate to be surrounded by people who help develop our lives to a point where we're able to act independently. And I say that to say that in general, most of us wouldn't be where we are, who we are, even what we are without those who we were fortunate, who most were fortunate to have. And when I think about these things, I think about who impacted my life, who affected, changed, influenced it. They're all underneath the same. They're all in the same section. And I'm just grateful every single time for anyone giving me the time of day when I was younger, for putting up with my antics, my curiosity, my annoyance, and they helped molded me into the person I am today. And one thing I always wanted to do was give back. Give back in a way I know I really couldn't, because you could never really repay someone the way you want to, unless it's finance or it's opportunity, but it's never really the same, you know what I mean? But I've always wanted to be able to reciprocate what was given to me. And as I get older, I realize that sometimes that's not possible because of what comes with time moving forward or time progressing. I myself am getting older. those who raised me are, they're getting older too, but in a different way. Which, in all honesty, when you think about it, you never really know how life is going to go anyway. So just because people are older than you, that doesn't guarantee that they won't be around, because life has been unexpected enough to where none of us really know how the next day is going to go. So, but just getting out of that thought process and that way of thinking, I've always wanted to give back. And a thought triggered in my head where I was saying to myself, you never want to see your heroes in any other light than the one that you shined on them or shone on them. Wow, I never really realized how often shown isn't used. But in general, I've always seen the people around me that have had a hand in raising me, I've always seen them in a strong light. I've always seen them in a way that it surprises me that they don't see themselves the same way. But I see them as parents, as role models, idols. I don't want to say not idols, but that was just people I looked up to and people I wanted to give back to whenever I saw them struggling or when I seen them being less than what I usually see them. And I'm not going to lie to you, in full transparency, I've never been able to give back, because when it comes to me in my life, I've seen more setbacks than progress. And while I think it's okay because of what I've come to terms with, when it comes to moments where I find myself being unable to do anything to help, that's when my frustration hits an all-time high. And it's just like, damn it, I wish I could do more. And, you know, with what's going on, what's currently the mood, I'm just sitting here and I'm just like going crazy in the most quiet way possible. Oddly enough, the only reason why I'm able to deal with everything now is because of the people around me. Growing up, I used to not understand how people could still function or move when hardships came their way or things would happen where they had to, where they could have or should have been able to express their frustration, but they didn't. But now I'm seeing that now, and it doesn't make it easier. It just makes it make sense. But I always wanted to be able to give back to my heroes, to have them see that what they did for me, what they taught me, didn't go in vain, and they would watch me be the same kind of person when it came to, you know, raising my child. And I was thinking about my daughter today too, and it's just, I've never taken anything for granted, let anyone or anybody else say anything else. Otherwise, that's their opinion. But I've never really taken the small things for granted, like quality time, just a simple conversation, keeping someone company, their presence. I've never taken any of that for granted. It's meant everything to me. And I don't know. These days, if you know me personally, if you see me reaching out a lot more or just getting into the habit of trying to talk to someone more frequently than usual, it's because I'm in this atmosphere where I'm seeing around me how older we're getting or how much is changing around us and how much time we're losing. And what I mean by that is our work schedules get more busier. We're finding more and more reasons to be occupied, or we're finding more. I'm at like a loss of words right now, but in general, things aren't what they used to be. And I'm realizing that now. I used to be going with the flow, but now I've stepped out of it and I'm observing it. I'm like, wow, I used to have a lot more time to do this, and I really don't, because I've been so busy. So I'm in my recreating, realizing phase. So if you've seen me reaching out more or telling you that I care about you, that's where that comes from. And I'm not saying that to say that that phase will die out. I'm really just trying to, I know who I want to keep in my life. I know who I want to make proud. I know who I want to take care of. I know who I want to be there for. I know who would make life even more of the treasure that it is. And for those I haven't been able to talk to, that doesn't mean I've cut you out or I've omitted you. It's just one of those things where I'm focusing so much on what I'm focusing on. It's like, that's why I say, you know, you're never too old to or too wise to learn anything new, because sometimes we find ourselves while we're progressing in one area, we're regressing somewhere else. That's just a part of the process. Even now, while I'm recording, I'm trying to think of ways to not stop recording, because if I stop, then a lot of things are going to sink in. And I don't know, I'm just not, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, if I could just share how I'm feeling for a moment, it's really hard to express myself. And I always knew that that was a problem, but it's harder now because I'm starting to realize it's not a matter of me expressing myself. It's a matter of letting go of the idea that I am I'm in need of expressing myself, but I don't want to, because I know that that'll leave me vulnerable and that'll set the reality that I'm trying to avoid experiencing. And that's crazy, because this is the month of March. This is my birth month. And in about 2 weeks, I'll be 32. And that is kind of what kickstarted everything. I want to separate myself from who I was and really set myself to become the person I want to be, specifically for my daughter. And I was thinking about the time when she was born and the thoughts that was running through my head. I never really share these moments with a lot of people. I realize I'm a lot more aloof, and it's not in a good way. It's just in a way where I'm just so preoccupied and focused on what I'm thinking about. I don't realize that that's time I could be using to express myself. And for me, being someone who encourages those around me to express themselves or do what's best for them, I really don't follow that advice. So I'm in this atmosphere. My bad, my phone. I'm recording with my phone. I had it on Do Not Disturb, but a call went through, which means I was getting a call for a while. But I don't even remember what I said. I just jumped right back into recording, but I guess that was a sign that I shouldn't share that thought process yet. But I'll just skip to the part where I want to just say to the people I love and care about, you know, thank you for everything. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for everything. The things that you may think aren't a big deal, they are a very big deal to me. I'm not who I am just because of me. I am who I am because of what you've all given to me. And this goes out to my parents, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my siblings, the mother of my child. My child, her too. Like, she's only a year old, but everyone has just done so much, and I'm in awe and I'm grateful. The progress that I've been able to see throughout the years, I didn't even think I would see. There were some times when I just felt like I was stuck at a certain point that I'm looking back on now, and I see that it's so far away from where I'm at now. It's insane. It's really insane. Life is really a gift, even when you go through a lot of things that are a pain in the ass. For what it's worth, life really is a beautiful thing. And I wish these were the kind of things that I caught on to earlier than now, because it's a lot. But, you know, I hope that all of you have been well, and I'm wishing well for every single one of you out there, for my friends, family, loved ones, close ones, acquaintances, for each and every single one of you. I hope that you can get through the tough days, the days that you speak on and the days that you keep to yourself. I hope you find a way to persevere and reach the point where those days are long behind you and you experience nothing but better days, peace, prosperity, positivity. You know, I want that for everyone, including myself. I do hope that the opportunities that you're manifesting come to you and that you are able to say to yourself, all of this was worth it because I can get to this. I hope that you're able to maneuver out the negatives and don't let the negatives influence you. I just, you know, you're all of my thoughts, prayers, concerns, and well wishes. And I appreciate every single one of you for giving me your time, whether it be a second, a minute, you know, or as much as you want to give. I'm not even talking about in terms of podcasting. I'm talking about in terms of just knowing me. You know, I've had the, I've been able to speak with a lot of people that I just sit here and I think about, damn, like, I'm like, yo, I've known them for 10 years, 20 years, almost 30 years. That's insane. You know, to me, I don't think about these things until I think about it. And I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. So, you know, thank you to everyone and to the person, to the people that I'm thinking about the most that pushed me to do this episode. Thank you so much for everything. I love and I appreciate you both. My strength is your strength. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for helping me during the times that I openly needed help or you saw me needing help silently and I didn't say anything. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for even the hardships. I mean, for what it's worth, if it got me to this point where I'm able to look back and be thankful that I'm still here and just see the positives of all of those crazy ass experiences, I'm just grateful for that. And going forward, I plan on being way, way, way better. My goal is to be better than I was yesterday. I'm trying to. I may relapse, but that's because I'm only human. But, you know, I'm just I'm grateful and I'm thankful. And I'm always going to be frustrated and upset that to my heroes that I wasn't able to be seen. Well, I don't know how I'm viewed. You know what I'm saying? You never really know until someone tells you. And even then, we're always paranoid enough to say, you know, they were holding back. They weren't being 100% honest. But for the sake of positivity, you know, I'm thankful for the kind words. I'm thankful for, I'm just in this space, man. I just want to do good, be good, see good. I want to be able to remind everyone that they're not alone. I know it's been rough. Sometimes you could just see it. You don't even got to hear it. It's been rough. And like I said, for those of you going through those silent battles or battles in general, I wish the best for all of you. Even if you're not, I wish the best for all of you in general. I wish for those who've never seen a bad day to continue to not to, you know, but I just want everyone to be okay in good health, good spirits. I can't even dive deep into what I want to dive deep about. I guess I'll just do that by myself privately. But, you know, again, thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. It's hard to just thank you. And believe me when I say to each and every single one of you that your purpose here is everything. All of you have value and meaning, and don't let anyone else tell you anything otherwise. Be your biggest cheerleader, of course. I always say that. Be the best of yourselves. And don't let anyone tell you that you're not enough. Because if you see yourself as enough, you don't have to convince anybody else around you that you're not. Love, peace, good vibes, prayers, manifesting everything good in the world. I wish us all to experience the best days. And to be so concerned about how well our days are that we never have to look back and wish for those best days because they're always going to happen. I'm going to leave it here because it's a lot right now. I need to just mentally just please keep just keep me and my loved ones in your thoughts and prayers. And if you have been, thank you so much. Eventually, I promise every single one of you, to those I've been aloof and just not as consistent as I used to be, there's going to be a sense of normalcy where I'll be able to balance life out. But if I don't, then, you know, I do apologize. But I'll leave it here. And you all be safe, you be sound, and you know, eventually we'll get this podcast right. We'll get this podcast right where we left it off. All right, but goodbye for now.